Indigestion is charged by God with enforcing morality on the stomach. Victor Hugo, what do you know about nutrition and digestive relief? Did you know that your digestive process is a big part of your metabolism? Now, to understand digestion, it is helpful to be mindful of the reality that when we eat food, there is a digestive process which results in the food we eat being broken down so the nutrients can be absorbed into our bloodstream. For instance, amino acids, the building blocks of lean muscle tissue, is extracted from protein sources, fatty acids and cholesterol from fat, sugars from carbohydrates, as well as vitamins, minerals, and a variety of other plant and animal compounds. And knowing all of this, what would you say if I asked you, where does digestion begin? The answer may surprise you, but digestion begins in the mouth, to include the esophagus, stomach, small and large intestine, as well as accessory organs, which include the pancreas, liver, and gallbladder. This all happens as a result of two types of digestion, mechanical and chemical. Mechanical digestion is the physical breakdown of food that begins with chewing. Yes, you heard me, chewing. It also occurs through peristalsis, as the muscles in the stomach wall contract to mix up the food and digestive enzymes. You're probably wondering, well, what are digestive enzymes? Well, in short, they are part of the second type of digestion that happens. And this is the chemical digestion, as it begins in the mouth with a digestive enzyme called amylase when eating certain carbohydrates. However, the party when it comes to digestive enzymes occurs in the gastrointestinal tract, where the food is broken down into nutrients so that our bodies can absorb them. There are two types of digestive enzymes that you want to know about. One, you have those that we produce naturally, and then you have those that come with the food that we eat, or certain foods. And people are often surprised when I point out that digestive enzymes are primarily produced in the pancreas and small intestine, and they're also made in saliva glands and the stomach. And yes, this is information that you want to know because it plays a big role in how you can maximize your metabolism. Now, getting back to it, our bodies naturally produce all the enzymes we need to digest the foods we eat, right? The proteins, the carbs, and the fats. And even though we produce enzymes naturally, our digestive tract benefits, okay? Your metabolism benefits from consuming digestive-rich foods like pineapple, papaya, mango, and honey, to name a few. And for this reason alone, this is why I advocate eating fruits and vegetables. They are abundant in digestive enzymes, and eating them helps your body break down food, and you are better able to absorb the helpful nutrients that come with the foods that you're eating. And lastly, your metabolism. Your metabolism benefits as digestive enzymes help the digestion, absorption, and transportation of nutrients throughout the body. This is, again, another reason to make fruits and vegetables part of your fat-burning meals and fat-burning snacks. So, if you don't know about diet-free life and you want a diet-free life, that means no more conventional diets, this is the time to get on board. Learn more by going to dietfreelife.com. I'm Robert Ferguson.